members, good morning. Thabani Buthelezi, Department of Social Development, Chief Director of Monitoring and Evaluation.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Peter Nijpari, the PDG for Community Development.
Good morning. My name is Raphahla Ramakopa, Executive Manager for Strategy and Business Development in SASSA, but currently acting as the CEO of SASSA.
Good morning, honorable chairperson and honorable members. My name is Mzoli Sekatoni. I'm the DBG Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
Good morning, Chair and honorable members. The name is Wiseman Mark Sela. I am the DDG responsible for research and business development.
Good morning, honorable chairperson and members. My name is Connie Ngumalo. I'm the DDG responsible for welfare services.
Good morning, chairperson and honorable members. My name is Ran Todi Masila, Chief Director, Intergovernmental Relations and Executive Support.
Good morning, Chairperson, honorable members. I'm Fani Esplazen, Chief Director for Finance, standing in for the CFO.
Good morning, Chairperson, honorable members. I'm Antoinette Brink, the Chief Director of Social Security, and I'm currently acting for Mr. Vincent Castreda, the Director for Comprehensive Social Security.
There's so much acting. I think we need to come to an end of this acting, but we'll talk about that when that time comes. I didn't hear you. Can you come to the closer to the mic?
My name, Chair, and honorable member, Ovan Ramachela. I'm the Edu DTG Corporate Support Services.
I didn't get anything that talks about the CFO. Oh, there's a new one.
He's just standing in.
We are in Hollywood, but we will work on that, particularly this year. This time and again, we really, really won't have any Hollywood. So you are very welcome, Gamakwaza. I saw your hand, sir.
Apologies, Chairperson. The CFO is ill-disposed.
Is that not a big English? Can you say it?
Oh, thank you.
That's great. Okay, I don't know whether Ulumka will continue with that big position. So the owner of the shoes have arrived. We have already given you, we received your apology, and we have already given you an opportunity to deal with the whole process. You will be deploying your people according to their specialized areas, but we leave it to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. My apologies again. I stay in the tip end of the country, and we always try to come early, and we are early. And this time I thought I was early, then there were two roadworks, stop and goes that we had from Maisonburg. Honorable Chair, thank you so much for the opportunity. And it gives me a great pleasure to present to you this performance report of Department of Social Development for the second quarter, that is 1st July to 30 September. The presentation will cover the purpose of each program, the strategic priorities that informs our work, the progress, provide progress towards achievement of set targets, as well as financial performance during the quarter under review. Some recent policy development, social assistance program remains the most successful and significant poverty alleviation program of this government. To date, the consolidated comprehensive social security reform proposal, which gives expression to the right to social security as enshrined in the constitution have been completed. And it's a known fact that there are some discussions that are taking place between National Treasury and ourselves. It so happened that we had Institute of Retirement Annuities conference in Devon, where Mr. Zain Dango presented the paper that is not the same paper, but he presented the progress on what is happening within the things that we do. We still have the project Mikonzo, and this project is a brainchild of the minister, as we all know, after she realized the need to have the new and innovative approach to service delivery, as well as getting feedback from people we serve. With this approach, the department, in collaboration with entities, provincial departments of social development, local government, and other departments, and there's 23 municipalities and 1,300 wards in the country. This initiative has assisted the department to draft citizen-oriented service delivery improvement plan. And we have the Food for All program. Through this program, we found ourselves in a situation where we had to exceed our target for the quarter because of the drought, which resulted in the high food prices, leaving many people vulnerable and food insecure. We anticipate that as the drought persists, the economy continues to shed jobs, there will be pressure to bear on this program. It is important to note during this quarter under the review, there was a little bit of improvement of 2% in the achievement of plan targets. In the first quarter it was 65, and in this quarter it has just moved up to 67. Though the targets were to partially achieved, they reduced from 14% to 13% in the second quarter. All these will be explained through the presentation that will be given to the portfolio community. Please allow me, Chairperson, to ask Ms. Chavano to take us through the presentation.
Now that I don't know whether should I say the acting DG or should I say the CEO of SASA, because I'm not so sure. I wanted us to clarify that, Chairperson, now that he's here. Can you clarify the position? Because we just heard over the media that he has moved to SASA, but as a committee, we don't have anything that is officially coming to us as a committee. Can we be clarified that which position is he really holding within the social development and its entities?
He's the right DG. I'm right acting DG.
Currently, I am still the acting DG. We've been going through the interviews. The DG position interview has not been finalized. Because of that, the minister has felt that I need to carry on this route until they find the director general, because the interviews are on. I think it's only one person that is left to be interviewed, then they will decide who is appointed. As soon as that happens, then I have to move over to SASA. I have been confirmed by cabinet that I've been appointed as a CEO, though I have not received the letter of appointment, which means that I am acting DG until I get the letter.
Before I give Honorable Nkosi, I can read that Honorable Soledi seems to be wanting a follow-up question. Can you do that? Honorable members, don't hesitate because we are going to go into this presentation and we want to exactly know who is here and we want to exactly know whose responsibility, because there is accountability. So can I allow the member, then Honorable Mkhotsi, it's only those hands that have recently identified.
Chairperson, I'm not happy with the answer. Maybe I would not get the right answer because the minister is not here to answer the questions that we have. But once you are confirmed and there is statements and you begin working in that position, because the statement we're saying already, he begin in that position. Maybe it's 2 days or 3 days, but he was in that position. So I'm really not happy with the answer, because I really needed an honest answer, because this is the committee, like you said it very correctly, this is the committee where they are accounting. Because, like I'm saying, the acting decision went to SASA. That's the media. That's what was said over the media. I think I happened to open a TV and I also saw him addressing somewhere as the CEO of the what was written was saying the CEO of SASA, and I was very happy, because there's going to be a stability in SASA now, because there's nobody who is acting. There again, he comes in the portfolio committee as an acting DDG. Which for me, really, I'm not convinced the answer that just has been presented to us. That's why I'm saying perhaps when the minister is here, she will be in the position to explain to us what is going on. And it's so painful to be in a portfolio committee and to get all these things that are happening over the media while we can be taken on board with the development. Nobody is doing us a favor. They are not doing us a favor, we are not doing them a favor. All of us, we are tasked with the responsibility. So we wouldn't want to hear these things, Jefferson, the way we are hearing them. That's why I'm saying I'm not convinced with the answer. He might not give me the answer, but because really, he finds himself in the position that he is now. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable, if you saw the media, were you privileged in that media to know who is acting DDG? Because we'll be going to the third acting now. Remember, Mr. Pagade was acting. He left. Mr. Magwaza has been acting. He has exited but come back. So we are going to have another acting. Because honestly, but in any way, when we come to him to respond, he will also have to explain to us the arrangement that there is recycling included with the acting. Because the people that act, if you remove one to act here, you also take one to act where this one was, which is something that is really undermining our oversight strategy as this committee. Honorable Mkhosi.
Not sure, person following on what Honorable Solides asked, maybe one needs to check what are the recruitment policies of the department. Is it saying that a person is holding two positions at the same time? And if the recruitment policy is saying that, I hope it's saying that, that's why it's happening now. Because, yes, DJ, I'm saying your recruitment policy is the driver, is the one that's supposed to guide us. But taking that you're holding two positions, so it means that the recruitment policy of your department is saying that a person can hold two positions. And the Chair, in terms of good governance, what is happening here is not good. On the issues of accountability, as a committee, who's accounting to us? Because you cannot be a reverend player, and when you want to mandate any of the officials to take the position of acting, it's just happening. And we've been away for 2 months as members of parliament. I think the department that time was supposed to clean the house. Some of us were from the election campaigns, so the department was functioning that time. But why this thing happened? Like today, who's going to present? You can't present while they said you're the CFO of SASA. So who will present? I'm CEO. Who's going to present on behalf of SASA? It's somebody again acting. And you said that there's no confirmation that have came on your side saying that you are a CEO. So meaning you are not a CEO, because there's no confirmation letter that came on your desk. But going outside to the media, you are a CEO. What are you doing to us? What are you doing to us? And actually, it's not like to say we are personal. We are talking issues of the governance. They are up there. What you are raising now, it can be in the media at any time. And you must protect us as members of parliament because we are here to do the oversight. But if the department cannot understand its own HR policy, it's a problem. Because it's where the issue of strategy is there, but if it's not here, it's a problem. So who's going to take responsibility of this for today? Thank you.
Oh, Honorable Hope, it means when the acting DG for now, as they have been given that information as a chair, we also respond to these two, but at the same time, inform us if during the time Honorable Soledi says he was reporting to that department of his department, he did sign and do some work so that we are in a position to know how this smooth and transition from being a DG to being a CEO is being done. Honorable Mahazi, and I want to assure all the members, I take that a question that is asked by a member is not going to be, touched beyond the question that is being asked. So, honorable members, feel free. There is no... Can you come on, Eric?
Thanks a lot, Honorable Chairperson. The PFMA is very clear, I think it's section 67 on the responsibilities of the HOD of the department. I want to say that. And then the PFMA is very clear because there's some kind of confusion that if someone, it was now, went to as a CEO to SASA, but you are active steward in the department. And I think whoever leads the department, because you have some kind of a confusion, I don't know who is supposed to write the letter. Because a letter should be written to say, this is, according to the PMA, this is the person that is leading the department. So we have to get those things clear, because now there's a confusion. Who writes the letter? And I think it would have been proper for the minister to inform us in writing with everything that's taking place and the changes within the department, that this is the person that's acting HOD and leading the delegation to the committee of the portfolio committee on social development. I think let us put that as a conclusion. We need a letter. Thank you.
Okay, it's very critical that these letters, because I think the sore point goes back to say, we give so many millions to SASA, we give so many millions to NGA, but it is most unfortunate that the existing policy allows the appointment of such boards, if they are boards or committees, if they are, to be appointed by the minister, to report to the minister, or appointed by cabinet, to report to cabinet, while we are supposed to sit here and oversight. Because these issues of recruitment are very critical in our society, very, very critical. But we go that because I've always known that the role of this portfolio committee is to actually initiate any change in a policy if they feel it fails them in their oversight role. We don't think this arrangement of the existing policies regarding the oversight of the other bodies allows us to oversight those bodies or to oversight those departments, because accountability now is allocated somewhere, and the responsibility of that accountability lies also squarely on our shoulders. And we are not spared when the media is talking out there. We are seen as a bunch of useless MPs who sleep and snore and do not do their work. And we are very, very worried about his sleeping on duty. Can I give you this?
Thank you so much, Chair. Maybe for starters, me being on television and presenting somewhere, I don't know whether they shot, they took a picture on me on the side, talking somewhere, but I've not reported at any given time as a CEO of SASSA, because I've never been a CEO of SASSA. I've never, not once. The only time that my people confused was that there's that MTP, that I think that the committee knows, Ministerial Task Team on Deductions, when we went to open up the case. And the case was opened up by the department, since the department is a policy writer for SASSA. So I was there as a DG, but the person responsible for opening up the case was Brenton van Vrede, and who did that on behalf of the department. I hear on some people are saying that I was reported in there as a CEO of SASSA. I was not the CEO of SASSA. I was a member of the MTT supporting DG supporting the MTT to go and open up the case against CPF and Grindrod and others. That's the only time where I think I might be said to have been the CEO, but I've never been a CEO.
Well, to make your life easy, there has never been an announcement that you've moved to SASSA.
Yeah, I
think Chairperson, you are right. But then it comes back to the department. Because if something like that is written in a television that is being watched by 54 million South Africans, I'll assume, including children, and then the department spokesperson or the person, fortunately the advisor to the minister is here, and they pick up that should have been corrected immediately at that time. Because I can also find an incident where the DG was in Western Cape Provincial Legislature. The same thing happened again, that he is a CEO of SASSA. This is the second incident. Now watching a TV, I'm a TV fan. If I don't have anything, I sit in the TV because I don't have a space to go to the cabin. So what I'm trying to say, the department, they should have reacted immediately on that to correct the mistake that has been created by the person who was reporting, the reporter of that TV channel. Because we leave these things, we just ignore these things and not correct them. At the end of the day, it would seem to me as the person who is in charge, or the person who is tasked with the responsibility of oversight, I was shocked myself that this thing, how come? Why is the social development were we not informed? Even where we meet as a second component, why were we not informed? Why do I have to get the issue like any other citizen? Because I'm not just any other citizen. I'm an honorable member of parliament. Thank you, Chairperson.
Can you then proceed, honorable? Can I protect the deputy minister from that member? You are very welcome, and I'm not very sure whether there's still a seat, but please. Oh, okay, thank you very much. Okay, so you are welcome. You are very valued. If he's playing his air roles, can you sit with the delegation that you lead, please? The order of packaging. Please, let's take you here, Honorable Deputy Minister, my sister. So can you then proceed? It's no problem where there will be a need for the advisor to the minister to talk to us. That will be fine. Anyone will have the space to talk. It's your time now, Kamagwane.
I'm not too sure whether I should carry on answering this, because it might be appropriate if the minister be on the job. Because I was just saying that the policy does not have the dual acting or dual work. So I am not in SASA. At SASA there is acting CEO, that is Rapahle, who was appointed acting CEO de facto, and she's doing everything in the powers of the CEO. She signs everything. I've never signed anything. It is unfortunate that the media, because they picked up from the statement from the minister and presidency, that I was confirmed, like anybody else has been confirmed, that people picked that one up, then they associate the name with the position as it was announced in public. And I think the reasons why maybe the committee has not been informed formally is because I've not been formally given the letter and moved to SARS. I think when that happens, the minister is going to, I think he's obliged to write to them, and that there is a new CEO in SASA, and that is Thokozani Nokwaza, as confirmed and all those kind of things. So I think I should leave it at that and say that the minister is the right person to be able to answer that. But as it is right now, it is public knowledge because of it was confirmed by cabinet, but the process takes long. And as I was saying, because I was interviewed for both positions, I was interviewed for the Director General and I was interviewed for the CEO. So I was appointed for the CEO position, so it means that I moved from the running on the Director General side. But it has not been finalized. As I was trying to explain that, I think that's the only reason that I know that has kept the minister not to move me over until he was running away from the acting, the Hollywood thing, that it will be me, then after I leave there will be another actor again, and it might not be appropriate because it has been going on for a long time, because I've been acting close to 2 years, and it is uncalled for that the Director General will be acting. So if I appoint another acting, it won't look good. So I thought that was the only reason. Check it.
Is your person communicating must take up, because you know the battle of ideas that are out there, and if anything is misrepresenting us as this department, it must be immediately corrected. But I also think they should be worried about us getting wrong information. Because as politicians, once we get wrong information, by the time we say it was wrong, we will be very, very cross about it, because it has to do with our integrity. For example, I did try to communicate with the acting DG on the issue of Western Cape, because what was being discussed there very seriously, Deputy Minister, was what was not discussed with us. We were actually prevented from discussing that, saying it's sub judice. Here I see the whole acting DG in the portfolio committee of a province, and the matters that we could have said were being sent elsewhere. And I tried to get and ask if what did we have when we were saying it's sub judice? Why is it now in the public domain in the Western Cape? But all these people that were supposed to have listened to the national were there, because they saw that it's better to go to the real MPs, real MPs, and then deal with that. Because we were wanted to actually be able to be informed and respond positively to this whole matter. So the other thing that came very clearly in the Western Cape Portfolio Committee was the issue of the communication strategy. You remember in that we agreed, Lunga, that you will send us a better way, straightforward, specific communication on the issue of deduction. That in common Zabuya, singer, sang, and people, man, and all.
So must come again. I think your questions. Have you responded to Mama the Mama Weep so that we proceed? The question was about the recruitment policy. Maybe we'll have to receive the word even the recruitment policy. Let's have access to the recruitment policy and see if it assists us. As because ours is to have right drivers in the right seat, in the right bus. All we are not interested as to who goes where. But what is most very critical to us is something that tells us how long does it. That's why I was arguing that we must discuss. We must never leave a presentation of omitting presentation of the administration as a program, because it is the engine of the department. That's where we know that all critical posts have been filled. All those posts that are redundant have been phased out. I don't know. I think we need to do something. We can see some. We're not standing on a very firm foundation in these matters of administration that are concerned. And that's a subcommittee of Umama Unkosi. She has to come and again look into these matters. Umama deals with finance. So we can go to that Magwash.
Now understand that you are
the right person to give us this report as acting DG. You are the right person to lead the delegation and take responsibility of the deliberations what will come out. So we agree on that. But Umama insisted that there could have been a letter. But I don't know whether that the letter you once had has expired, because I remember we never had any letter.
No, it hasn't expired. It was renewed every 6 months. It was renewed like normal. It was renewed like since I was appointed in 2015. Then I had another 6 months, another 6 months, and I've got another 6 months. So in this time, I'm still acting, and I'm still within the 6 months. So there is nothing that I was given as special. It's nothing special.
I wonder if there's a union there in the Department of Social Information. I think there must be issues of labor relations and issues of employees relations are not being taken care of. But as a member of this committee, maybe we need to ask, we do have the advisors of the minister and the deputy minister is here. Can I be protected, Chairperson? And the deputy minister and the advisors.
Deputy minister, why are you having another private meeting while the member is speaking?
No, I'm still on the floor.
No, please. The member is on the floor, deputy minister.
No,
thank you very much.
No, I'm saying, Chair, you know, I'm happy that the deputy minister is here. So, then. Office of the Minister is being represented and the advisors are here. We are pleading with you. The issue of acting is frustrating us as a committee. The issue of acting is taking our economy down, guys, because there's no stability in the department. Social development is a very small department nationally. It's not like your public admin where it's having 3 years. Social development is only the department and the two entities. We are saying interesting. The issue of the administration, it was presented to us last time, where they came with a structure and show us the issue of employment rate. But it seems on the strategic positions, there's nothing that is moving. Where do you place us? Because every time it's 18, it's 18. And we cannot even achieve our objectives because nobody will take responsibility of that. And on what is happening on the issue of DG, oh, really, if there was a union, we'll protect you. You are not protected as an employee. Something must happen. Chair. No, thanks.
Okay. Honorable Member, maybe this matter will be dealt with thoroughly when the presentation on program one, because when we get there, that person must be ready, because we'll be looking for, when we are on program one, whether the eventually the organogram was gazetted, and whether it has been budgeted for, or whether it is being funded, and whether it's funded fully or partially, or is being phased in. So that one we will really, because we are not going to talk about expenditure only. Expenditure matters also include the impact of the service given to that particular community. The impact. And secondly, the amount that has been spent must show us that some change as a result of that particular program has been achieved. And therefore it goes to say, do we have the right people that are going to implement this particular program? It's so important, because we are having the high level assessment of how the existing legislation have actually improved the people's lives. That goes to say, are those members who oversight the department oversighting whether what is being implemented? Are the people now, the beneficiaries, there was one in the Eastern Cape, as led by a former deputy president, Khalima. And I listened to it whole day in the parliamentary line. And the things that were being raised on social development by individual members, they raised a lot whole day. It was in East London. I was just in the parliamentary line listening to this, because it's going to come back to Parliament, because it's assessing Parliament, the effect of the legislation that we pass. Then we do have these, because we have to take what belongs to you in that whole process and begin to say, have we asked critical questions insofar as this? If the people are saying, those were ordinary people, because there were NGOs, there was everyone, but there was those people that they were representing themselves. They're saying, on social development, on SASA. And SASA went on for a very long time in that presentation. That's why we seem to want to know, who is driving this seat? Whom should we talk to when we want to raise these matters? So can we then go to the direct to the presentation and leave this matter of strategy and other things? We already know that. I wish I'm correct, members, that we go to program one, because all the other things that the DG has already, the purposes of the presentation and the other things, we go straight to program one. Okay, sure. The DG is with us. He's going to say who must talk.
Mr. Tellis is going to be taking us through the presentation.
Thanks, DG. Honorable members, Chairperson, thank you so much. As I said, I'm Chavalu Tellis, and not acting. I think the DG has made an opening overview in terms of painting the context and the priorities and some of the priorities that we have always been committed to as a social development, which the priorities are taking cue from the national development plan of our department. We are here presenting, as per the invitation, the performance as well as the expenditure for the social development in relation to its second quarter performance, that is in line with the implementation of its targets as they are set in the APP. So all that is included here is what appeared in the annual performance plan 2015-16, and in particular the target in relation to how we performed regarding the second quarter, which is the period July to September
2015. We also want to assure members that the presentation is also structured in the way that they have continued to advise us, where we juxtapose both the performance against the expenditure so that you are able to make a better picture in terms of if this target you made and the mode of the expenditure, and that is broken down the program. As I said, the DG has provided the code of short conduct, and then I'll be moving straight to how the program performed. Before moving to program one, I think we need to provide a summary overview of how the department has performed, because whenever we present, we try and set the picture in terms of the trends. We came and presented the quarter one, previously last time we were here, and then in that quarter, which was March to end of May, end of June, the department had achieved 65% of its target, and 14% were in progress or partially achieved, and 21% were not achieved. And as it did indicate, in this quarter that we are presenting today, there's been some slight improvement in terms of having moved from 65% and we have achieved 67%, and there's also a slight decrease as well on the targets that were not achieved from 21% to 20%. So we are saying there's been some improvement because we have an advantage of knowing how we have performed in outer quarters. We were just also in, anticipating that the performance will improve as we in the subsequent reporting periods building up to the end of the financial year. In terms of the expenditure, in the quarter under review, which is second quarter, the department had spent 49% of its budget, which is still within the normal acceptable expenditure percentage. In terms of the program, the program that have that seem to have spent more, that is beyond or above 50%, is program one, which is administration. And we try and do provide some of the explanations in the areas where there's high and where there's low expenditures. In terms of economic classification, you will note, honorable members and chairperson, that it is mainly in the area of payments of capital assets that where we seem to have far exceeded the 50% threshold if you compare it with others. And of course, there were issues of transfers to some of the NPOs and so forth because of some of the delays, in particular in relation to issues of compliance, because we have to make sure that some of these issues comply for us to be able to make the transfers of money. Now, coming back to going straight to the program one and looking at exactly how they performed, program one, as I said, is one of the programs that has exceeded the 50% in terms of expenditure. By end of the second quarter, the program one had spent 54% of the budget as compared to other programs in the department. I did indicate that the larger proportion in terms of why they spent more, it was because of the capital assets. You can see right there that it was above 200% of the money that was spent because the department had to do a refreshment of the IT infrastructure, and also there were other reasons. If you look also in the ministry in terms of expenditure, it's because of the travel and accommodation as well as for both the ministry and DM, because they have to conduct the departmental outreach programs that supports the core businesses for the department. As I said, in terms of the high expenditure as well, it was the refreshment of the DSD IT equipment due to the fact that it was out of warrant. Coming to performance information, I'll be presenting a few programs starting with legal services. There were a couple of targets that they appeared, the APP, the three for now, is they had to have 90% of applications for appeals, letters of demand and practice directives responded to, and this was achieved. As all the letters we achieved beyond 90%, there's 100% of the letters received were able to be responded to. The second target, where the program had to communicate 90% of the outcome letters within 30 days, this was achieved. Beyond 90%, 100% of all the outcomes of all the outcomes that were received were responded to. And finally, they had a target
on the second quarter to upload manual contracts, and so the contract management system maintenance was done, as all contracts that we received were able to be communicated. When it comes to communication, there were three targets. One was about the reaching of 6.7 million in the second quarter, and this was far achieved, as over 8 million people were reached through marketing and advising and advertising initiatives. On the second target as well, they had the target to reach over 30,000 people via DSD website and social media, and this was far achieved, as more than 240,000 people were reached through DSD and website and social media. The last target was to host 5 public participation events for Minister and 5 for the Deputy Minister, and in total there were 11, which means they were overachieved, 9 being for the Minister and 2 for the PMs in terms of public participation initiatives that both of them were able to conduct. In terms of strategy development, here look specifically on issues of infrastructure development, and this falls within that. One, we have to finalize the user requirement specification complaints management system within the national DSD help desk, and this was finalized in the quarter under review. Another target was about capacity building on gender mainstreaming, and this was done in the target that we had was to capacitate 37 officials, and in total by end of the second quarter it was 51 officials, especially SMS, as including the support staff from Gender Check Directorate, were being trained or capacitated on gender mainstreaming. On IT, there were 3 targets. One was the assessment of the IT infrastructure system, and this was completed. The infrastructure system audit was completed for the national DSD as well as all provinces, and the report by end of the second quarter was being finalized. The second target was to develop a functional requirement specification, technical specification database design, and this was, the design was completed at the end of the second quarter. The last target was to develop an information management plan, and this had been developed by end of the second quarter. Finally, on IT, was to, in the annual target of conducting an IT, therapy duty diligent, and this was under progress by end of the second quarter. Moving to the last program on ending oversight, as it appeared on the APP for 2015-16, was for under the ending oversight unit, was to draft a performance management system for public entities, and the performance management system module were 80% completed, and this was to be presented to the Directorate and this oversight and management by end of the second quarter. Moving to program 2, on social assistance, in terms of the expenditure, the unit has already spent by end of the second quarter.
Can I request you to pause? Can I get from the members whether they want to deal with this program 1, because I think things get marked up immediately we get to another program without having asked the necessary questions on program 1. But I'm prepared to go according to their need, which will enable them to competently deal with their roles. I'm just posing this question on your side, Honorable Members.
Ke a leboga modulatulo, Honorable Chair, I just wanted to suggest that let them complete the presentation. We are noting our questions and then we pose them at the end. Otherwise, it's going to disrupt to and fro. Yes. Thank you.
Welcome. You can go. Thank you.
Program 2, social assistance, our same honorable members and chairperson, the program 2 social assistance has spent 49% of its expenditure by end of the second quarter. In terms of the actual expenditures is reflected here, you can see there was an unprecedented growth in the granting aid in terms of expenditure, which went up to 87%, as well as the SRD social assistance. It went beyond 75% during the quarter under review, but our colleagues are here in terms of the acting CEO staff, so I'm sure she can provide more explanation in terms of what was going on behind. In terms of the performance on the information, there's been some growth, of course, in some of the grants, as we've always put it, but I need to declare that there seems to have been an error in terms of how the APP was drafted regarding Program 2, because what then happened is instead of showing in terms of the target that you first want to have a 10% increase, but what seems to happen is that we seem to have divided the target, the annual target, into four. We then seem to explain the annual target. But what we are noting is that there's been some growth and there's nothing much, because this is more about the transfers of money, especially to the grant beneficiaries. And as I said, in terms of expenditure, they did very well. They were
just a minute, just a clarity thing. When you deal with the increase, do you also deal with the people that get out of the system, or we continue to add new ones, I mean new entrants, as opposed to some pass away and so on and so on? So that number can only be correct if you also have a way of capturing those who go out of the system. It's just a clarity question.
I'm sure the acting CEO of SASA can explain, but these are accumulative figures from us, as you know. If the grant is 7.9 target currently, and once you want to target, you want to have that 10% increase, and these numbers are not fixed, so it's difficult to say in this quarter you always want to maintain this, but I'm sure she can provide much more detailed information. Here's the CEO of SASA.
Thank you very much. When we do the projections, we also factor in the lapsing of grants, in particular in the second quarter. On the average of the growth, we have already deducted the lapsed grants, which were 114,000 during the period, which includes the deaths and also people who graduated from the ages of 18 out of the grants.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Continue.
So, as I said, the program 2 was straightforward because it's just mainly about the transfers of grant. Now moving to a policy unit within the comprehensive social security, and moving to program 3, which is social security policy and administration, in terms of its expenditure. The program 3 had spent 48% of its budget during the period under review, which is second quarter, in terms of the actual expenditures, economic classifications. There's nothing alarming as well to say in terms of the program management. There's a huge expenditure of 81.4%. But I know Mr. Fani can give much more detailed information in terms of what was happening. But it's just to say, on the low spending, the relates mainly to the delay for the establishment of the inspectorate unit, and the also on the under expenditure or the low spending as well was witnessed on the appeals adjudication, which was due to the provision of legal fees for the litigation costs. And by the end of the second quarter, there was no litigation that had been lodged with the department, and therefore the expenditure had not been incurred. On the program information, on the program day, I'll start with the appeals adjudication. The target for the second quarter was to adjudicate 65% of appeals within 90 days, and this was overachieved, as 99.4% appeals that had been received were able to be processed within the 19 days. The second target, also on the appeals adjudication, was 100% of appeals received from SASA with complete records to be have been adjudicated within 90 days, and this was achieved. 100% of all the appeals received from SASA, as long as they had complete records, were able to be adjudicated within the 3 months period. Moving to program 4, the expenditure is 45%, which is lower as compared to other programs, and will provide explanation. If you look at the programs that did not seem to have spent much, it's mainly the substance abuse, the older persons, people with disabilities, youth, and so on, as well as HIV and AIDS. In terms of the explanations regarding one, the higher spending programs, it was the high service standards. You recall, honourable members, that the department had hosted Social Working Daba which was held in the last week of March, and the delays then is that the invoices were only received or paid after the financial year had started. It means during the course of the financial year. In terms of program management, there seems to have been a high spending of 150%, as you have noted, and this was relating to the travel and cost and support of the preventive activities. In particular, in this case, was the Child Protection Week held in May, the social working day, which I have already explained about, as well as the community outreach programs that you have done. In terms of the low spending, as I did it highlight, for all the campaigns, which was 60%, it's relating to the funding allocation to the Active Aging Program, which can only take place in October, and the department has already planned to build up activities towards the Golden Games, which, as you all know, are held during October, which is the DSD month. Regarding substance abuse, in terms of the low spending, it relates to the delays in the transfer payment to substance abuse conditional grant. As I did indicate in my opening statement, this at times are a result of non-compliance, especially with the Division of the Revenue Act and framework in this particular instance, and the first quarter payment where we had as a result of non-compliance, as I did indicate. With regard to the program on people with disabilities, it was an low expenditure, as it's only 20%. During the period under review, and this is a result of the planned activities being scheduled in the third quarter and not in the period under review, and as well as this is the same thing as the youth program, as the youth camps are only held during December, as you know, which is the third quarter as well. HIV expanding mainly related to delays with the first chance of the HIV/AIDS organization due to the amendment of the allocation to allow DSD to partner with broad key social partners in the field of HIV and AIDS prevention. On the program 4, I did indicate that is one of the programs that has spent less in terms of 44%, and I did indicate exactly the areas where there seems to be underspending. In terms of the performance of the programs as they appear in the annual performance plan, service standards within the program 4, the target was to conduct consultative session with experts and stakeholders on issues emanating from the review, and this was conducted with institutions of higher learning and professional bodies, as well as experts dealing with programs, and also there were stakeholders, there were stakeholder engagement that were held, and the social development sector participated in those particular sessions. The second target under service standards for the quarter 2 was to conduct a national consultative workshop, and these were conducted at the provinces, in all the 9 provinces, and the provincial report by end of the second quarter had already been developed. On service standards and older persons, the target on the second quarter was to conduct a national workshop on the recruitment and protection strategy, and this was completed by end of the second quarter, as workshops in all the 9 provinces had been conducted during the quarter under review. The consultation meetings with the hosting province regarding the facilitation on the implementation of the Active Aging Program have been completed, especially in the Northern Cape, which was to be our hosting province for the Active Aging Program or the Older Persons Week. On programs for children, still under Program 4, we had to consolidate various inputs relating to the comprehensive ECD program and the ECD policy. Both these pieces of work, the inputs had been obtained during the period under review, but also we, in addition to that, we had a consultation session with stakeholders, and these were done in order to relating to the development of SR plan. This was done for the National Interdepartmental Committee for ECD. That was completed by the end of by mid-August 2015. Still on program for children, the program was able to conduct and facilitate the concept paper, which has been drafted as a result of consultations on the concept notes of the ECD legislative for the provision of provinces and the NCCPF. The target, annual target on the screening of people in terms of their accessibility against the Child Protection Register, there was an overachievement as look at the target of 7,500 people to be screened, but by the end of the second quarter, there were over 30,000 people that were screened in terms of their suitability for working with children under the Child Processing Register Part B. The second quarter target on the monitoring and implementation of ECB in the model, the information on community child and care services collected had been collected and analyzed in terms of what we have achieved under the particular target. We had a target as well under children where the target we did not meet, which was to conduct a national children's parliament. We had committed to have the skills of parliament held in August, but it was actually held in October, which is outside, which then felt outside the period under review, because what we did in the second quarter was then to have a provincial parliamentary session as a way of build up to the national children's parliament. Also under quarter two, we had a target to have 3 advocates in capacity building workshop, and instead of 3, there was overachievement as 8 advocates in capacity building sessions were conducted. The target relating to the monitoring and implementation of transformation plan in the provinces, this was overachieved as beyond the 3 provinces, but 8 provinces were able to submit and present their progress report regarding their implementation and transformation strategy. Finally, on children, we have the target to collect and analyze data of the recognized child and youth child-headed households from 9 provinces, and the data on the registered child and child-headed households had been collected and analyzed by end of the second quarter. Finally, we had the target to conduct consultations in Parliamentary Committee Second Amendment Bill, and the very same committee we are presenting to today, the Portfolio Committee on Development, we had to brief them on the Children's Second Amendment Bill, and those briefing sessions were held on the 5th as well as the 19th of August 2015. On social crime prevention, we had the target to monitor the implementation plans of prevention and early intervention programs in 4 provinces. This was overachieved as 5 provinces, which are Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Free State, and Northwest, where the provinces where we were able to monitor implementation of prevention of early intervention programs. The final one under social crime prevention was to monitor implementation and accreditation intervention services, and this was done in 5 provinces, these were Northwest, Limpopo, Eastern Cape, and Mpumalanga, and the probation case management systems was only done in 2 provinces, which is the Gauteng and the Western Cape, and training was conducted in 5 provinces as they appear in the overhead. On program relating to victim empowerment and families, we had the target to have monitoring reports, and these were done. On the increase on number of persons accessing command centers, we had the target to make sure that annually we see a 10% increase. During the period under review, which is the second quarter, for gender-based violence, command center, the breakdown was follows. In July, we had seen an increase from 242, August was 1,091, in September was 1,308, and in the second quarter, that is the total, we had seen 2,641 cases, and the majority of them were cases that were reporting physical violence. We also had a target in the second quarter relating to white door safe-based facilities. We wanted to establish 4 of those white doors in the period under review, but we did not achieve the target as only one white door safe-based was established and launched by the Deputy Minister in Mpumalanga Province. We also had a target in relation to victim empowerment and families to develop a zero-draft a strategy to support families facing imminent risk of removal or of a family member. And here we were able to achieve this as a zero draft to support families that have been developed and consulted internally. On anti-substance abuse in families, we had a target to conduct education and awareness campaigning on 9 local municipalities, and this was overachieved as 11 local municipalities were able to visit and able to conduct awareness campaigns, and the breakdown is there in KZN. It was in Ndwedwe, Ukahlamba, Buhlebezwe, as well as Kwanongoma. In Limpopo, it was in Bela Bela Municipality. In Gauteng, it was in Ruleni, and Albert Hoedt Municipality in Mpumalanga. In Free State, it was in Kopanong, and Sarah Batman Municipalities, and in Northern Cape, it was in Dikgakgong as well as Siyathemba Municipalities. So we had overachieved the target that we were able to visit 11 instead of the 9 as we targeted. Also, we had a target to conduct road shows in 3 provinces relating to the increased access on community-based services. This was overachieved as this was achieved fully as 3 provinces, which are the Mpumalanga, the KwaZulu-Natal, as well as the Free State. On services to youth, we had a target to have 8,000 young people participating in mobilization programs, dialogues, and the target for the second quarter was to have 2,000, and this was overachieved at 27,555 young people participated in those mobilization programs. And on youth clubs, we had a target to establish 17 youth clubs under second quarter. These were overachieved as 17 youth structures were established. We had also a target of having young people participating in skills development programs. The target of 1,750 was overachieved as over 8,000 young people participated in skills development programs. Finally, on the HIV AIDS program under Program 4, we had a target to train implementers in behavior change. The target for the second quarter was 250 and 266 implementers were trained. And to, in order to achieve a target of having community capacity enhancements, we had to target 75 people that we wanted to train, and this was achieved as 126 were trained. Finally, we were able to meet our target of having to have community caregivers trained on HIV-related programs. The final on services to people with disability under second quarter, the final target is to develop a transformation plan for positive workshops, and the drafted by end of the second quarter, they were able to travel to transformation plan. Moving to Program 5, which is the last program, social policy, and it's aggressive service delivery in terms of expenditure. The program has spent 45%, and the actual cost, you can see there were low expenditure relating to community development as well as substance abuse. We provide the reasons where there are high expenditures in relation to population policy promotion, which had spent 57%, and the high spending is related to the Parent Association of South Africa Conference, which was held during the first quarter of the financial year, which is the quarter we've already presented here. Also, the training was conducted on the United African Population Studies on the International Economic Committee. The low spending related to community development as indicated, which has spent only 9% of its expenditure, and this is due to the delays in transfer payments for the food relief program. Moving to the actual programs exactly in terms of the performance, the special projects and innovation, we had a target to create 15,000 work opportunities, but by end of this second quarter, there was an overachievement as more than 20,000 work opportunities have been created by the Special Projects and Innovation Unit. Also, another target relating to special projects related to the facilitation, to facilitate the provision of psychosocial and social assistance programs, especially to military veterans, and employment of military veterans on EPWP program has been finalized by end of the second quarter. Relating to non-profit organization program, we had a few targets, 3 of them to process 98% of applications for within the 2 months, and this target was achieved, and as 98.1% were able to be processed. Where we wanted to conduct national roadshows in 20 local municipalities, this was achieved, but not only 20, but 5 additional local municipalities were able to be visited. We had a target to train 750 NPOs on the NPO norms and standards, and this was overachieved as 839 non-profit organizations were trained. On community development, we had a target to profile communities. We had a target of 150, but it was 155 that had been profiled during the period under review, where we wanted to have 150 people accessing food program through our DSD, as the DGD indicates that due to issues of the drought, we have seen the department having to provide more. On the 150,000, this was on human beings, on individuals, this was not achieved, as 97,000 people were reached, but we seem to have exceeded our target on where we wanted to target households. The target was 10,000, but those that we actually reached was just about 70,000 during the period under review. The program relating to the mobilization programs, we had a target to reach 15,000, and this was through food as well. The food program, as you can note, that it was 97,000 and above that people were reached in terms of making sure that they are accessing food program through our through DSD. We had a target as well on community-based organization, which we wanted to support. We had a target of 180, and those 180 should be also supported by end of the second quarter on community-based plans. We wanted to develop 100, and we had overachieved 405 plans, community-based plans were developed by end of the second quarter, and this way it ends. Director General's advisors as well as honorable members, here is the end of the performance as well as the expenditure for the period as it requested, July to September, which is the second quarter of the previous financial year. I thank you.
Thank you very much. Can we request that we get a 5 minutes break before we start asking questions? Can we stretch our legs?
Thank you. If there was a speaker, she would say your time is up, honorable members. Can we reconvene, please? I then will ask to chart a way forward. But I do want to put this question to the members. This information is really too much to deal with. And because we have to be very careful as to how we go through each program and deal with that program effectively before we go to the next one. But given so much information within a few hours, and you are expected to do justice in all of them, can I have a suggestion from the honorable members? Thank you. I do have mine. I can put it forward. My proposal is that okay. Can we postpone the meeting again so that I am honest, we won't do justice without ourselves reading this presentation and then be able to come for engagement and interaction with the department. I'm putting this forward to the portfolio committee members.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. You are correct. And it will just be appropriate for us to adjourn this meeting. Because there's many there's lots of programs to go through. I know I received my presentation late, and I did a bit of a reading, but I would like to do a bit of more reading, and we need to do a bit of research too into certain things within this report. So my proposal to you will be, let us adjourn this meeting and let the department leave. But I'd like the two advisors of the minister to remain. Thank you.
I acknowledge you. I know I can see your hand, but I'll come back to you.
Okay, okay.
There is that proposal which indeed an amendment would say, if the secretary is able to say on that day, we have a full day, so that other members who serve to other committees, we make arrangement with those committees so that when we sit, we are able to work up until at least four and do justice, because a question and answer leads to another clarification required. So can I all acknowledge Honorable Umamo Wilson?
Thank you, Chairperson. I hear the proposal, and I must be honest, I have a string of questions with regards to this report. Not one, a string. And there's some quite concerning and alarming issues coming out of this report. I hear what you're saying, and while I'm not anti an adjournment, the question is, we must meet. We have to work on this very quickly and meet quickly. This is not something that can wait for another term. It's not something that can wait long. It's something that we have to deal with appropriately. Now, I know that we discussed in our last meeting, we have a very full program up until we break for recess, and that we even considered postponing our oversight so that we could deal with our program because it is so full. I think certainly within the next week or an extra day during the period where we were supposed to be on recess must be given to this. In other words, Chair, in the next 2 weeks minimum, because there are issues here that are alarming, and I know we all have a string of questions. These must be dealt with appropriately, and unfortunately we do have a sitting today. So while I'm not opposed to an adjournment of this meeting, two concerns is that we've got to bring the whole delegation back again, which obviously comes with its own implications and its own costs. But I do believe that the questions we have to raise here must be dealt with appropriately, and I think they are lengthy discussions. Thank you.
If that gives us then the way forward of saying we are adjourning this meeting and we intend to sit a whole long day, it is because I knew I could not handle questions from some members who want to ask 10 questions and then others maybe 2 or 3 or 1. So it is important that we ask the department that they will be coming back, and any other thing that they think is not in line with, you could see that the other total amount is different from what was supposed to be. So there is a real, real confusion in some areas. That's why I think to make us our life better, we better request. We are not sending you home. We did sit our meeting, but we are requesting that give us an opportunity, because we have to prepare for questions during this afternoon. And questions to our minister and questions to our deputy president. So spending more time here will give us a little bit of pressure. Mama Wilson?
Thank you, Chair. The last week before we break for recess, there are no plenaries. We are continuing with our committee meeting, but there are no plenaries. Can we organize it for the Tuesday or perhaps of that week where we can sit for the entire day with the entire delegation, if possible? Thank you.
We'll leave it to the secretary, because that's the actual, I get your concerns, but what I know and your agency to deal with the matter, but we need policy-wise, this is to the secretary. The secretary is understanding your urgency to the matter and will act accordingly. So can we leave it that, Honorable Mkhotsi, you have, Mama Toletti, you have got your hand, and the whip has got her hand as well in that.
Chairperson, I wanted to say, as much as I agree with Honorable Wilson, Can we discuss that when we are alone as a committee and release the cast of Hollywood to go and keep on acting? Thank you, Chef.
Okay, the whip has got the hand.
Chairperson, the only thing that I want is the tour advisors to remain outside so that you could meet them. Because I think you need to have just a short meeting with them.
Can we then agree, we have agreed that we allow the members to of the department to leave, but can I request the advisors to the minister, we will just have it 3 minutes or 4 minutes to can we wait? We have already, I'm sorry, DM wanted to say something. But can we allow her that opportunity?
No, thank you very much, Chair. Firstly, let's apologize for being late. And secondly, I apologize for looking disrespectful. I was just requesting the advisors to tell me which slide it is on the white on the projector, since I could not see it. So, Honorable Member, it was not having another site meeting. It was asking for assistance as I arrived late. So I thought it was important for me to put that, but to also say we note the outstanding, and we would appreciate if the Secretary could ensure that the date is scheduled as quickly as possible to make sure that we are available to accompany the delegation and answer and account for the department. Thank you very much.
Well, she's good in that, in communication, but we must also say the fact that we have a difficult normal English. If only it is never available, even at critical moments. So in Lendoke City, Tina, we are always ready and stay to the point, but sometimes we are let down. And these are the things that we want for Umamo English, are things that relate to the office of the minister, so that we deal with the programming and everything in order to accommodate the minister the right way. But we are not actually given that a luxury. So that's why I'm saying the deputy minister should understand that in our own communication, for example, I remember there has been CDA came here to present, but there was no schedule for them. So they wasted all the money traveling here. Because they were saying, they were given that information that when we were supposed to have our own meeting as portfolio committee, they were invited by someone we don't know. Because that's the issue. You're getting why we are a little bit frustrated. Thank you.
Get my feet.